Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff, lots and lots of stuff, thousands of pieces of information you can read, listen to, ask questions, subscribe to my newsletter, check out our blog, and take our poll question. Answer the question right there on the homepage. It's real easy. It takes about just a few seconds. You click your answer and vote, and you'll see how the poll is going so far instantaneously. We present it right there after you vote on the homepage. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. James M. Strock is the author of Reagan on Leadership. This is a book that, James, that you wrote in 98, and this is the updated version with a new foreword by Tom Peters. It's the Reagan Centennial Edition. We're celebrating his 100th birthday, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And so talk to us about some of the things that, you know, if there's one thing that when you think about Reagan, you think about somebody who has vision. And when I talk on the show a lot of times, I like to talk to small business owners about having vision. And vision is what separates, in my opinion, vision is what separates executives from managers. Mm-hmm. Managers manage what's in front of them. Executives take their business from where it is to where it needs to go. And that takes vision, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And you put that distinction so well. And, of course, to be really effective, a visionary has to also have their feet on the ground on management, and if they're going to really add value over time, a manager's got to be hooked into that vision, don't they?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And Reagan, if there's one thing, if you ever listened to Reagan, you always felt like he was imagining something better, didn't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, part of that's twofold. You know, one is he did have this almost Frank Capra World War II a vision of America at our best.
Romantic, even romantic, perhaps.
Absolutely romantic. And the other side was, as you know, Jim, the way he would talk, and this I realized later is much like Arthur Godfrey, for example, is now forgotten.
I remember him well.
Cultural phenomenon. But they were both able to talk to mass audiences as if they were talking very intimately to a small group.
Right. No question about it. And he had that ability. I mean, he was a communicator. And one of the things you talked about in your book, a whole chapter on being decisive. And, of course, Reagan, I mean, he kind of got to the simple essence of things pretty quickly, didn't he?
He did. And as you know, and some people didn't pay attention because he was an actor, he had been involved in leadership in various roles and in politics for decades. Mm-hmm. So when he actually became president or governor, he knew what he wanted on the big stuff, and he was able to react with the speed that more calculating conventional politicians would find troubling, or they would just be immobilized.
Well, you know, to me, decisiveness is very helpful when you know what you stand for and you know what you won't compromise on and what you will compromise on. And when you have that set of specifications, you know, right there handy when you're making decisions, it makes decision making a lot easier, doesn't it? You don't have to, because when you do what I just said, you sort of eliminate the political issues, don't you?
Absolutely. And as you know, that whole word decide is from the Latin for cut. I mean, it's you end something, something's mm-hmm. over. And Reagan had a real, almost a, I said this in a good way, but a ruthless side. He would deal with something and move on, not linger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a needed thing sometimes.
Which brings me to what you talk about in Chapter 5, which is called Learn from Failures and Mistakes and Move On. Talk to us about some of Reagan's failures that he wouldn't mind telling us about right now if he were here.
Well, I think one of the biggest would have been Lebanon early in his term as president when, as you know, hundreds of Americans were lost in a, frankly,
over 200.
Yeah, Marines. Ill-conceived mission. And we've all seen situations where presidents, particularly in this era, get dug in when they're frankly doing the wrong thing or not doing mm-hmm. it well. And Reagan just ended that. And people still to this day disagree about it. But he just was able to end it and get out. And I think there's some wisdom there, and he went through a lot. He said that was the most difficult thing he had to go through.
I bet it was, because we know how he felt about those folks. You know, I guess you could say for small businesses, he learned what we've talked about on the show before, James. He understood the principle of holes. When you find yourself in a hole, stop digging.
Absolutely. Just don't reinforce defeat. Yeah. Don't be hypnotized by sunk costs.
Right.
Just get out. If it's the right thing.
What else do you think? One of the things I love that I think is so effective and so valuable is to hear about the mistakes that really successful people have made. Mm-hmm. And whenever I have somebody on the show who's an icon, I try to get them to talk about their mistakes, because it's good for regular folks like you and me to hear about that, isn't it?
Mm, absolutely. I mean, another huge one he made, I think, was in personnel, when he allowed Jim Baker, who was Treasury Secretary, and Donald Regan, to switch jobs, bringing Regan into the White House as Chief of Staff.
In 1985, that happened.
Uh-huh.
I never will forget that. I remember thinking, why did he do that? You know, it didn't make any sense to me either. And as you say, I think that was a mistake. But of course, the main thing is you learn from that and you move on. Reagan was like all the rest of us, James. He was human. He made mistakes, but he did a lot of great things. He did a lot of things that I'm pretty still admire him for. And I still, if I think of one thing about Reagan, James, it's one of the things that I think about when I think about small business owners. And that's courage. If there's one thing I believe that I know about Ronald Reagan, is he had courage, the courage of his conviction. And you and I know that small business owners have that same thing. So, folks, you are like Reagan in that way. If you're still in business after what we've been through the last 2 or 3 years, Reagan would be very proud of you. 10 till the hour, right back with James Strock. He's the author of the centennial edition of Reagan on Leadership. Stay with us.
The place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.